Thank you. Now that I've got my foot out of my mouth, Eleanor has got something really good sort of sorted out here. It's not nothing to do. I don't know what it is exactly. So thank you, Eleanor.
My foot in my mouth. Well, children, who have we got for children this morning? You better come up here or you'll miss out on seeing what is under all this stuff. Cynthia, is it just you and I? Dear, I couldn't bring Ivy this morning because she was sick. So, well, there's a passage in the Bible, in this Bible, that's going to be looked at today, and it's from Colossians 3, 1 to 12, and it talks about two sorts of lives. Now, it talks about your old life and your new life. Would you know what all that's talking about, Cynthia? A bit hard, isn't it, to think of that? Right, well, the life that we lived before we trusted in Jesus is like our old life, and I think it's a bit like what's under here. We have something there that's, what would you think about that and this? Old. Okay, very old probably. Yes, so it's a bit like old clothes. And in our old life, we might have said things that were unkind, not true. And I'm not just looking at you either. I'm looking out at everybody, because we all have times when things like that happen. Maybe we have bits of bad temper at times, and that's not very good either. Things like that. But the Bible tells us that we should take off our old and put on the new. So we'll see what the new looks like, shall we? And just to add to the crowning glory, that was Mr. Collins's great-grandfather's hat. Yeah, I think it's called a bowler hat. Something rather special. Yes, whether it makes a difference to one's temper or not, I'm not sure. But anyway, when we take off the old life and put on the new, things should be different. If God is in control of our life, he makes us think differently and behave differently. And it says in the Bible that we should dress in the wardrobe that God picks out for us. Well, I don't expect you to rush along and put on clothes like these, but you've got a beautiful dress on today. That's really magnificent. Yes, did that come from Kenya? Wow, they must have some beautiful dress designers over there. Yay. Well, when we put on the new, that's the new life that God gives us, we should show kindness in our life, humility, be well disciplined, which means be well behaved, and we should have an even temper. We shouldn't just blow our top every time something annoys us or we don't like it. And we should be quick to forgive other people too. And be content with taking second place. Not always want to be the sort of person that wants to be first in everything and push other people away. We should be content to let others go before us and take the back seat. And it says, regardless of what else you do, wear love. Do you know how you wear love? You can't just put it on, can you? But love is something that happens inside of us. Yes, and if we have got God in our lives, then his love will shine out through us to other people. Now, all these things may not happen all at once. It might take a little bit of time, but it's something to aim for and something to pray about in our lives. So we'll just have a wee prayer now. Just close our eyes. Dear God, help us to want to live the new life that you give us through Jesus. And we pray that we might let you be in control of our lives and we would be able to show your love to other people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Eleanor and Cynthia. Wonderful. Yes, we're going to look a little bit later at that whole passage in the Bible. It's a fun passage to look at, and yet at the same time, it's serious and a bit scary. So we should look forward to that.